Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Thursday, June 20th. I'm reading from the book of Acts. We're in chapter 9, starting in verse 23, and we'll go through the end of the chapter. You'll remember that yesterday we read about Saul's conversion, and today we're going to read about him being in Damascus and in Jerusalem, and then about Peter as he goes down to Joppa. I love the book of Acts because it is so action-packed. There's drama today, there are healings, there's a bit of struggle, and all wrapped up in the idea of the mission of seeing people come to know and to follow after Jesus, the resurrected Lord. So I hope you'll enjoy the readings today as well. Sometimes on Thursday, I do like to do a little recap of the last week. So starting last Thursday, we read about Ananias and Sapphira. Do you remember them? They were the couple who sold the land, and they said they got one price for it, but they were lying. Do you remember what happened to them? Yes, they were killed because of their disobedience. The church is beginning, and it does not need to be infiltrated with those who are deceptive. And so their punishment was quite harsh. And then we see the apostles start healing people and being persecuted. And then there's the choosing of seven disciples who would head up the deacon ministry. And one of them was named Stephen. Now, Stephen was a man full of grace and power, and he was performing great wonders and signs. And this was not making the Sanhedrin, which were the group of Jewish leaders, very happy. And so he goes before the Sanhedrin. Do you remember his speech before them where he talks about the different prophets and how each of them was persecuted and how Jesus Christ also is persecuted? And then Stephen meets his fate. He is stoned, but at the same time, he's looking into heaven and he sees Jesus standing at the right hand of God, and he is welcoming him into his true home. When Stephen is stoned, then the church is persecuted and scattered. And so Philip goes down to Samaria, and we see that today Peter is going different places. They interact with all different kinds of people, those who are receptive to the gospel, like Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch, and those who are trying to use their trickery for self-elevation, like Simon the sorcerer. And then in the story, it has the biggest of turns, right? Saul, who was persecuting Christians, becomes a Christian himself. And that is where we catch up today in chapter 9. And verse 23. After many days had gone by, there was a conspiracy among the Jews to kill him. But Saul learned of their plan. Day and night they kept close watch on the city gates in order to kill him. But his followers took him by night and lowered him in a basket through an opening in the wall. When he came to Jerusalem, he tried to join the disciples, and they were all afraid of him, not believing that he really was a disciple. But Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostles. He told them how Saul, on his journey, had seen the Lord and that the Lord had spoken to him, and how in Damascus he had preached fearlessly in the name of Jesus. So Saul stayed with them and moved about freely in Jerusalem, speaking boldly in the name of the Lord. He talked and debated with the Hellenistic Jews, but they tried to kill him. When the believers learned of this, they took him down to Caesarea and sent him off to Tarsus. Then the church throughout Judea, Galilee, and Samaria enjoyed a time of peace and was strengthened. Living in the fear of the Lord and encouraged by the Holy Spirit, it increased in numbers. As Peter traveled around the country, he went to visit the Lord's people who lived in Lydda. There he found a man named Aeneas, who was paralyzed and had been bedridden for 8 years. "Aeneas," Peter said to him, "Jesus Christ heals you. get up and roll up your mat. Immediately, Aeneas got up. All those who lived in Lydda and Sharon saw him and turned to the Lord. In Joppa, there was a disciple named Tabitha. In Greek, her name is Dorcas. She was always doing good and helping the poor. About that time, she became sick and died, and her body was washed and placed in an upstairs room. Lydda was near Joppa, so when the disciples heard that Peter was in Lydda, they sent two men to him and urged him, "Please come at once." Peter went with them, and when he arrived, he was taken upstairs to the room. All the widows stood around him, crying and showing him the robes and other clothing that Dorcas had made while she was still with them. Peter sent them all out of the room. Then he got down on his knees and prayed. Turning toward the dead woman, he said, "Tabitha, get up." She opened her eyes, and seeing Peter, she sat up. He took her by the hand and helped her to her feet. Then he called for the believers, especially the widows, and presented her to them alive. This became known all over Joppa, and many people believed in the Lord. Peter stayed in Joppa for some time with the tanner named Simon. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. So there was drama in today's story. The Jews wanted to kill Paul, but he was let down through the wall in a basket at night. Then when he comes to Jerusalem, the disciples are afraid of him. I would have been afraid as well. But Barnabas, true to his name as son of encouragement, encourages Paul and helps him to be connected with the disciples. Some commentary that I read said that each time that Barnabas is mentioned, he is mentioned helping someone. And I thought, wow, wouldn't that be wonderful as a mission for each of us, that each time someone else talked about us, it was because we were so helpful. Then we read about a time of peace in the church. And I was thinking, this is a wonderful prayer for us as a church today, that we might, as a global church, enjoy a time of peace, and as a local church, also have peace and be strengthened, and that we might do the two things listed in this verse, that we would live in the fear of the Lord, and that we might be encouraged by the Holy Spirit. Then we hear about Peter, and he healed Aeneas, and then also Tabitha in the name of Jesus. Jesus is the author of salvation, and he is the author of resurrection and healing power. And so Peter says to her, "Get up," and she rises up, Dorcas does, and then he helped her to her feet, and all around were amazed and encouraged at what was happening. And so in today's reading, we continue on in this story of the first church. Remember, it's Acts of Jesus through the Holy Spirit in the apostles. As we pray, let us go back to verse 31 and just pray that over our fellowship today. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for the reminders in it that your Holy Spirit is alive and active, reminding us of the words of Jesus, comforting us, encouraging us, and giving us wisdom. We pray, Lord, that you would give us a time of peace and that we would be strengthened. And we ask, Lord, that you would help us to live our lives in the fear and reverence of you, and that our purposes would be clear because of you, and that we might be encouraged by your Holy Spirit today. Bless and keep my brothers and sisters. May your face shine upon them. Please be gracious to them. Lift up your countenance upon them and give them peace. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.